going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Bow, bow, bow. Wow, what a throwback. Nice heel, bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
The Giants could use a little bow, bow, bow this weekend.
They could. They could use that versus the Dodgers. Down in L.A., taking on Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and all the Dodgers. That series kicks off today. It's three evening games. I guess the game on Sunday is more like late afternoon, 4 o'clock start, but the Giants are the Sunday night game. Versus the Dodgers on Sunday. Night game tonight, obviously. Night game tomorrow on a Saturday. So three non-day games. Night games, evening games, afternoon games. Here for the Giants in L.A. Getting ready for that one. Plus what we're doing today. And welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs, but no Willard and Dibs today. Grandy and Evan with you. One of the things that we're doing today is giving you a chance to play golf with Willard and Dibs. Because the guys, they're broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. And today, we're giving away an overnight stay at the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort and a round of golf with Willard and Dibs at said Cache Creek Casino Resort. One lucky listener plus a guest of his or her choice. And if you want to win, all you need to know now is just keep on listening, because in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll ask you three trivia questions about things we have said on the show. We've already said one of them. If you missed it, I'll let you figure out how to go back and listen yourself. But we said it around the 3 o'clock hour. You can use the free Odyssey app and rewind if you want. But we said it around 3. The next hint is coming up around 4, so in about 10 minutes. And then in the 5 o'clock hour at some point, we will let you know it's time. The contest is on. If you get to the contest line with the right answers to all three trivia questions first, you will win the overnight stay and the round of golf at Cache Creek for you and a lucky listener. So again, hint number 2 is coming up in about 10 minutes, and that hint is going to be about my partner today, Mr. Evan Gittings. So we have that to look forward to coming up in just a little bit. Evan, I did want to read this, though, to you from the text line. I think this kind of gets to something we were talking about earlier. Giants fans maybe like dealing with how they've been conditioned versus the Dodgers specifically of late. This comes courtesy of a Dodger fan, believe it or not, from the 510. As a Dodgers fan, I don't worry about the Giants in free agency or the standings. Even if you sweep, not worried about the Giants. This series is bigger for the Giants, not the Dodgers. You agree with that?
I do. Yeah, he or she for the 510 is correct. The Dodgers probably don't really look at the Giants as much as the Giants look at the Dodgers. That's why you got to get their attention. That's why you have to win this series.
That's why you have to win the series.
That's why winning this series is so important. You need to draw their attention. they're not, the Giants are not on the Dodgers' radar. I think that's 100% fair. So get yourselves on their radar. Right now, the team that is on the Dodgers' radar, probably just because of proximity as well as postseason battles they've had each of the last 3 years, is the Padres. That's the team that they are closely measuring themselves with. Giants aren't there yet, but you know what? This is the first time they play this season. It's the first time, I would argue, in 2.5, 3 years that the Giants have had a legitimate ball club worthy enough of walking into Dodger Stadium and potentially beating them. Put yourselves on their radar. That's why it is a massive series. And as much as I understand why people would feel trepidation or hesitance, or I don't want to say inferiority, because to me that's not really how I look at a fan base viewing itself to another team. But there is, to your point, some conditioning of, well, you know, we're going to try our best, and if we win, we win, great, and if not, then well, that's just the way it's always been. Like, no, if this is a different year, which, by the way, I've been hearing from everyone that it is, that this is a different Giants team. The culture's different. The way that Buster Posey has instilled confidence and has promoted everyone to the best version of themselves, that's how this team is operating, okay? Well, then you should be a different ball club this time you face the Dodgers, and that's what I'm looking for.
Do you feel this way specifically about this series because of all the injuries to the Dodgers? Or say the Dodgers are fully healthy. They got Blake Snell throwing. They've got, say they got Yamamoto, Snell, and Glasnow throwing in this series. You feel the same way?
Yes. Well, I mean, I assume if they had Glasnow and Snell, they would be more than a game above
probably
the Giants. Yeah. But that's also one of the reasons why I'm looking at this as an even battle. Obviously, they're at home, so they have a bit more of an advantage. But you're only a game behind them. Like, the Giants have played well enough this year to be within striking distance of the team that's in first place, who happens to be the Dodgers. That means you have played almost as well as them to this point. You know, if you look at the amount of teams they've played above 500, it's relatively even. You look at the amount of extra inning games they've played this year, straight crazy as it might sound, it's been relatively even. The strength of schedule hasn't been markedly different. You know, injuries have hit the Dodgers, and now injuries have hit the Giants. But, like, I don't know, Mark. To me, I think this is a massive series for the psyche of the Giants in 2025. Not if you lose or get swept in this series, everything is done. But I do think that it would be far more disappointing than if you had lost a series to the Dodgers in 24, 23, or 22.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I agree. But it's also like, all right, so you have this version of the Dodgers, this iteration, who, when healthy, are, you know, one of the best collection of talents we've ever seen on a baseball team before. Like, when fully healthy, this is one of the most talented baseball teams in the history of baseball. Is it, and this is not that team because they have so much talent and so many dollars that are sitting on the injured list right now. So a lot of this, a big chunk of this is, all right, like, and it's what our caller mentioned earlier. I can't remember if it was Bobby or one of our earlier callers who essentially said, I mean, if you can't beat them now, when are you ever going to beat them? So this is big, as you said, for the psyche of the Giants. If you can't win this series, then when you play them again in a couple of months, and maybe it's a really important series, not necessarily to win the West, but to get a wild card spot, and you have to go up against Snell, who's rolling in August, and you have to go up against Yamamoto, who's still pitching really good, and Glasnow's back and healthy, then you're kind of looking at, oh, how are we going to summit that mountain if you can't get it done now? But you also have the aspect of, it means nothing about how I feel about the Giants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can just look at what the Dodgers are, and as much as it pains me to say as a lifelong Giants fan, I can look at the Dodgers and just say, I don't know how the hell they compete with that. Like, I can view that about the Dodgers, and that does not impact anything about who I think the Giants are. I think for me personally, my surprise about the Giants hasn't been that I suddenly think they're the best team in the National League West. It's that I think, whoa, they could definitely make the postseason, and hey, I'm not sure how many teams are going to pick them, want to face them with that pitching staff. Doesn't mean I think they're going to win the National League West because the Dodgers are so freaking good, but my belief in the Dodgers does not hinder how I feel about the Giants at all, if that makes sense.
Sure, but the Dodgers have had juggernaut teams before that have not gotten it done. They won 111 games in 2022. They got beaten in the NLDS. They had 100 wins in 2023. They got swept in the NLDS. Like, just because they have a juggernaut of a team does not guarantee them victory. Buying your ball club is not always, you know, maybe it's a better path to success than most, but it's not going to guarantee you a championship. It's not going to guarantee you even victory over the Giants. The Dodgers right now are 5-5 in the last 10 games. Like, they haven't been playing incredible baseball. And so why, yes, tonight you look at the lineups and you say, how the hell are the Giants going to beat this team with six or seven monsters in their lineup? But the fact is the Giants have also beaten teams recently with some pretty good lineups. Like, I know that they haven't been playing well this year. The Atlanta Braves have a pretty damn good lineup.
Yeah, they do.
You look at Acuna, Albies, Olson, Riley. Like, you go down the list, there's some boppers in that order.
Padres, too.
What did they do to the Braves? They swept them.
Yeah.
Like, the Padres, now granted they split with them, but yes, the Padres also have a pretty lethal lineup. It's not a guaranteed victory, and that's why, again, I would encourage people to look at this series as your pitching versus their hitting. That to me is what's going to decide this. And yes, like, Casey Schmidt's going to have to probably get a hit at some point. Willie Adames is going to have to keep it rolling from what he did in Colorado. But your arms are good enough, I think, to neutralize this obviously extremely talented offense.
If I include the bullpen, pitching staff, starters, and bullpen, would you rather have, you're building a baseball team, would you rather have the Giants pitching or the Dodgers hitting?
Yes. No, I mean, if you're building a team, I mean, I'm biased. Like, give me arms. If you can pitch, you can win. I mean, there are far more examples of teams that have had deep postseason runs operating from an advantage with their pitching as opposed to teams that have slugged their way. Like, if you don't have a good staff, and really, honestly, even if you don't have a good bullpen, like, you can kind of, like, the Royals in 2015 when they won the World Series, they had a dominant bullpen. Oh,
they shortened games to six innings because 7, 8, 9 was just a done deal.
Yeah, exactly. You go from Herrera to Davis to Holland, you're done. But all they had to do was add one starter. They went out and got Cueto, and then it was all she wrote. But, like, if you don't have a good pitching staff, to me, you're going nowhere. In fact, I think the Braves are a great example of that. The Braves do not have many arms, which is why they have a ridiculously talented lineup with a bunch of big names. And they swing big bats, and they got all these home runs and talent galore, and they're 10 games below 500. It's frustrating, don't get me wrong. Like, I used to root for a team that's now in Sacramento. They got a ton of bats. They got no pitching.
A ton of bats.
So they can't win. Yeah. You cannot win unless you have arms. And good ones, which the Giants do.
I wonder how 888-957-9570. I wonder how many Giants fans would answer it the way you do. You could have your pick. The Dodgers offense, the Dodgers lineup, or the Giants pitching staff, starters and pen. I think a lot of Giants fans, maybe I'm just totally misrepresenting Giants fans. I think a lot of people would take the Dodgers lineup.
Well, it's also because they're used to watching a lot of players not really be able to hit the ball.
Yes.
You know,
But there's a certain excitement level, even if maybe you're not winning at a terribly high clip, when you have that offense versus that pitching staff and no offense.
And that was, so I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole two nights ago after the Giants, one of their many comebacks, but I think it was the first one against Colorado.
Okay.
Because I was curious, Travis Ishikawa was on last week with Steiny and Guru and talked about how this team reminds him of the 2010 and 11 team. So I just was like, all right, well, how did that 2010 team win a championship? Dude, they won every one-run game in the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
The only blowouts they had, so games in which they won by three or more runs, was when they got to the World Series against Texas. Every single game that they won in the divisional series against the Braves, I think outside of one, was a save situation. Against the Phillies, I think all but one game was by three runs or less.
Yeah.
And the majority of those games in the first two rounds were by one run. A lot of 3-2s. A lot of there was the 1-0 game, obviously, Lincecum first game.
Oh,
there was a shutout against the Braves. Like, I know it's crazy to say, well, how's that going to work? And it's like, but if you got horses, you absolutely have a chance. And so, you know, yeah, you're looking at the Dodgers lineup, and it's crazy, but there's only
one. Say no to that.
Well, there's only one guy that matters. And I think the question to me, Granny, is different than if you're posing it as, well, what do I want to go see? Like, yeah, I would rather.
That's different. You're right.
I would rather go and watch a bunch of boppers because I'm going to see home runs. I'm going to see runs scored.
But if your goal is to win baseball,
how do I want to win? And I think Buster Posey understands that better than anybody that has been in that front office for quite some time, probably since Sabian. You have to win with your pitching. That's been the strength of this team when they've been at their best. And I think that they are not there yet, but closely resemble. About that?
If your goal is to win baseball games,
they have a 3.17 ERA.
Don't worry about entertainment value. If your goal is to win baseball games, would you take the Giants' arms, starters, and the bullpen, or the Dodgers' lineup? 888-957-9570. We'll go to the phones in just a second. Nick, I'm coming to you in a minute. But first, I want to remind you that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And Evan, we are giving away a chance to play golf with Willard and Dibs at Cache Creek Casino Resort, plus an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Willard and Dibs are broadcasting there from Cache Creek on Friday, June 27th. 2 weeks from today, you get an overnight stay on that Friday into the Saturday, and then also Saturday golf in the morning with Willard and Dibs, plus a guest of your choice. All you need to do is keep listening to Willard and Dibs, because we are going to, in the 5 o'clock hour, ask you three questions about things that we have said during the show today. We've already given one hint out, and if you want to win, make sure you're really paying attention right now, because we're going to give out hint number two, and this hint has to do with you, Mr. Evan Giddings. What can you tell the good people who want to go to Cache Creek?
Oh, well, I can tell them that, Granny, would you like to guess the first university in the West?
The first university
west of the Mississippi,
in the West?
The very first one founded.
Stanford.
You wish, and a lot of people do too, but nope. The great. What? I don't know about great, but the above average, should we say, Willamette University.
Oh,
that is where I went to school. The Willamette River runs right through the heart of Portland into the great, luscious state of Oregon. And just below, about an hour south, hour north of Eugene, is the city of Salem, which is also one of the forgotten
state capitals.
Mm-hmm. One of the forgotten state capitals of this good country. And that's where I went to college. Was fortunate enough to play a little baseball there at Willamette University.
Willamette. All right. So just keep in mind Willamette University for Evan Giddings' collegiate career.
We also take Willamette or Willametti. It's often mispronounced.
Willamette. You don't have to spell it. You don't have to spell it to win this. You just have to say it.
And, just don't overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink it. Anyway, we will give you another hint coming up around the 5 o'clock hour, and then at some point in the 5 o'clock hour, we will call you. We're not going to call you. You're going to call us, but we will let you know when it's time to call. And if you get all three answers first, you will win, again, the overnight stay at Cache Creek the evening of Friday, June 27th, and then also a round of golf with Willard and Dibs, plus you get to bring a guest of your choice along. That's what's coming up throughout the show here on Willard and Dibs. It's Evan and Grandy, though, in for Willard and Dibs today. But again, let's go back to that question we just threw out. If you're trying to win baseball games, you taking the Giants' arms or the Dodgers' bats? 888-957-9570. Nick in the city is up next. What's up, Nick? How you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, guys. I'm taking the arms for sure. I think, you got to love the bats. But in this case, I'll take the arms because those take a lot longer, I think, beyond trades to actually get through the system, to actually build that from your farm system. I think that takes longer unless you're making trades. And then I'd just trade for somebody in the roster. I think the Giants are one or two bats away anyway. So that's my take.
Thanks, Nick.
I like it.
I do think for the Giants specifically as a franchise, and maybe this is the ballpark factor, the Giants generally have an easier time building pitching than hitting. I don't necessarily think that is, like, that isn't what everybody, like, certainly the Rockies don't feel that way. A lot of other teams don't feel that way. The Giants are in a unique spot where it feels like, at least me as an observer of the Giants, I feel very confident where even if they get to a point where they desperately need more pitching, they'll find a way to find more pitching. It's just what they've always done. Even when they haven't been great, they've been an okay pitching team.
Well, and that's something that to me has flown a little bit under the radar the last few years about the Giants is, yes, they have not been able to acquire the big bat, right? Or someone that is willing to, outside of Adames, yeah, like really take a lot of money to come here and hit. That also works for them from the pitching standpoint. Yeah. Like, you've been able to find some guys who are quality arms who are looking to kind of take advantage of you a little bit to get their next big payday, but you get to reap the benefits of that. So, for example, you go back, Kevin Gausman, who
2021, yeah,
but he really struggled. I believe it was Baltimore, the team he was with previously, wasn't that great, didn't have his best stuff, came to San Francisco, obviously worked on his pitching, and was able to use the ballpark along with, I think, just his talent to market himself into a $100 million pitcher. Carlos Rodon on line two comes in after kind of an up and down start with the White Sox. Injuries mostly derailed the early parts of his career. But you come to San Francisco, pitch at your best, $100 million pitcher. Blake Snell, the line continues. So I think Robbie Ray is a little different because they traded for him, but they were willing to buy low on a guy that's got a lot of talent.
Similar thought process.
Exactly.
Buy low on a talented guy.
And look at him this year. Yeah. He's been utterly fantastic. And he's done a lot of work himself. He's introduced a new pitch and all that. But to me, that's where the Giants, you're right, they can find pitching just because I think their ballpark is better suited towards them.
And it's like hitters might not want to hit here. Pitchers tend to want to hit here. Maybe it's not necessarily one of the best pitchers in the game that becomes a free agent that wants to sign a 10-year contract with you, and maybe that frustrates fans where you want somebody like that's going to be your guy for a long time. I remember all the conversations about, well, should they sign Gausman to a long-term deal after 2021? Same exact thing for Rodon after 2022, and he's had an injury-plagued first couple of years with the Yankees, although this year he's been great so far, but the first couple of years have been a big fail from the Yankees' perspective with that contract. So there is kind of a give and take, no doubt. 888-957-9570. You want the Giants' arms or the Dodgers' bats as we're getting ready for Giants and Dodgers' first series of the year between these two rivals? 888-957-9570. Jeremy is in Livermore and wants to weigh in next. How you doing, Jeremy?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, man.
First off, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And on the topic, as an A's fan, I remember, the straight up trade, Cespedes for John Lester, right? That year, our weakness was not pitching. We had a great bullpen. The starting pitching was here and there, but, we had a great bullpen and we traded a great offensive weapon for the pitching arm. And they thought that would be the best decision for the team. So I think it really depends on the team and their needs, right? And as a GM, you have to be able to see the needs of the team and be able to decipher that and recognize, are we weaker on offense or at pitching, and be able to make that decision. And that was a hurtful trade for us. I remember being in Vegas, John Lester started, and I put 450 down to win 100. And by the fourth inning, his first start for the A's, I ripped up that ticket and left. So
That's too bad, Jeremy. Appreciate the call. I mean, I know you remember that trade. I remember that trade. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think most people in the moment, while they were upset to see Cespedes leave, excited to get a postseason proven arm in there, and it just did not work out. And then that was kind of the beginning of the end of that era of A's teams. But in the moment, I think a lot of people were in on it.
I think, people were not in on it. But I do think that it's similar to the Wheeler for Beltran conversation that Posey was addressing, which is, do we want to go for it? Do we have a chance? And is this going to give us that chance? And clearly the A's, they bet, they lost.
Team was so good.
Well, they really stuttered after that trade happened. But the point is, I think the Giants are going to have to make a similar choice at some point this season, which is, how close do we feel like we are going for it? And I think that this is a series that you can absolutely draw some of those conclusions from. Mm. It's another reason it's a big series. Now, the Dodgers aren't at full strength, but if the Giants take 2 of 3, I do think that those trade requests that a lot of people, Willard and Dibbs, I think, are two of them, have been throwing out there for the Giants to get done, those calls are going to get louder, because then this team might actually pose a real threat in the West.
I think no matter what happens, they got to make a move. And we can get more into that a little bit later on if you want. We got time for your calls and your texts all day long here on Willard and Dibbs. It's Evan and Grandy in 888-957-9570. We are, though, going to change gears. We got to talk about this Niners vibe stuff that's going on right now, because everything seems good in Ninerland. It does seem like there's just one thing that isn't quite fitting in with everybody else. We can talk about that when
possibly
we come back. We're sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. More Willard and Dibs next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.